Brownsville leaders focus on education and workforce at One City Summit. Community leaders from across Brownsville gathered at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV, for the second One City Summit, where discussions centered on strengthening education, workforce development, and economic opportunity through collaboration. The summit brought together representatives from education, workforce development, economic development, industry, and local government to explore how stronger partnerships can better align classroom instruction with the evolving needs of local employers. Brownsville Mayor John Cowan Jr. opened the event by emphasizing that collaboration across every sector will be essential to shaping the city's future. No single organization, industry, or institution can build the Brownsville of tomorrow alone. We need our schools, colleges, universities, employers, workforce partners, economic development organizations, and local government working as one united team, said Mayor John Cowan, Jr. City Manager Alan Gard highlighted collaboration as one of Brownsville's greatest strengths during a period of unprecedented growth. Coming together. This is our superpower. This is something we're doing that they're not doing in other parts of the state. When we focus on common goals, it accelerates growth and it accelerates opportunity, Gard said. The summit featured two panel discussions examining how educational institutions and workforce organizations can prepare residents for the jobs of today and tomorrow. The first panel focused on education, featuring leaders from Texas Southmost College, Brownsville ISD, UTRGV, and St. Joseph Academy. Panelists discussed how schools are adapting curriculum, expanding career pathways, and strengthening partnerships with industry to ensure students graduate with the skills employers need. Daniela Lopez emphasized the importance of preparing students for careers available within the community. We have to make sure our students are prepared for what is coming to Brownsville and that our students are able to fill the jobs that are here. We don't want the brain drain where they leave and don't come back, Lopez said. UTRGV Vice President for Research Dr. Ken Sajan said student success extends beyond graduation and into long-term career readiness. The actual student success for me is the moment a graduate walks off the stage and gets a job. We need to have the skill set for the next 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years, Sajan said. The second panel shifted the conversation to workforce development, with representatives from the Port of Brownsville, Workforce Solutions Cameron, the Brownsville Community Improvement Corporation, and the Greater Brownsville Economic Development Corporation discussing strategies to build a highly skilled workforce before new employers arrive. William Dietrich underscored the importance of demonstrating workforce readiness when recruiting companies to Brownsville. If you're going to sell the project, you're going to have to show that you have the capability to produce the workforce. That's one of the most impactful statements we can make when we're trying to attract a company, Dietrich said. Throughout the summit, speakers reinforced a common message. Creating strong education-to-career pathways not only attracts new industries, but also provides local students with meaningful opportunities to build successful careers without leaving the Rio Grande Valley. The One City Summit continues to serve as a platform for collaboration among Brownsville's public, private, and educational partners as they work together to support long-term economic growth and create opportunities for future generations. Sources: City of Brownsville.